Hello, it's Rich.
Hey, Rich. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guaranteed Department. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. I hope okay is good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. So I was calling because your account came across my desk for a possible upgrade to Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of it?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed is a guaranteed lead service that comes directly from Google. It would be an in addition to the current program that you have through us for service provided. This would be direct leads that are straight from Google with a guarantee of Google backing those leads up. There are a few requirements in order to qualify for the Google Guaranteed, the first of which is, do you have business license and insurance for the company?
Yeah, license, bond, insurance, yeah.
I'm sorry, what's that?
License, bonded, and insured, correct.
Oh, beautiful. Yay. Okay.
All that information is on my site.
Yeah. No, it is, but we have to make sure that everything's up to date before we go through.
No, I understand. I understand if you need it, that's where you can get it.
Oh, beautiful, yes. And then also, can you pass a background check?
What kind of background? Financial, criminal, what?
Criminal.
Yes, on both of them.
Okay, cool. Okay. Haven't killed anybody in the last 7 years? It only goes back 7 years.
I'm good to go. I've got a speeding ticket here, there, maybe, but that's about it.
Oh, no biggie. Nobody can fault you for that. Because what happens is Google acts as a partner to your company, and then they're listing you up at the very tippy top of the service provider as a Google Guaranteed provider. And when they do that, they're actually partnering directly with your company. So they're backing you with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client, and they're giving you the Google Guaranteed stamp of approval to go on your listing with all of your information. So, for example, when somebody goes to Google, Rich, and they look up painting contractor, best painter near me, you're going to come up as a top option through the Google Guaranteed. So it's going to show your Valtech Painting LLC. It's going to have your website linked. It's going to show everything there. It's going to have a special Google call tracking phone number. Now, with this particular process, there is a $250 application fee that is non-refundable. This goes to get you completely Google Guarantee approved and get the application pushed through. Application itself takes about 4 to 8 weeks for complete approval. Once you're approved, then they set the minimum monthly budget. Now, the advantage to being a Google Guarantee provider is, A, your lead cost never fluctuates. It's always locked in at a flat rate. Yours is $44 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of $574. You do not share leads, and you do not rotate off the page. So you have what we call lead exclusivity. And how we ensure that through the Google application is because Google actually assigns you a specific Google call tracking number, and all the phone calls are recorded. So, for example, if you received a phone call of solicitation or sales, somebody seeking employment with your company or a service you don't provide or outside of your service radius, you're not charged for those leads. And they're able to ensure that you're the only exclusive agent or company that is receiving those particular phone calls. You're only charged for the lead when you set appointment or give estimate over the phone to the client. That's considered a quality, valid lead through Google.
Yeah, I've been having problems. I'm a home advisor / Angie lead, just they combined.
Uh-huh.
And for example, what it is when you're on, you get exact match, which you're the only lead,
mm-hmm.
or not only, but they actually ask for you specifically, and they can ask for specific as many as you want, or it's random, they just ask for a contractor and it goes out to four,
mm-hmm.
or if I turn my leads off, I get them on the secondary,
where you can look at it,
and say I'm interested, I'm not interested. Now that's the only way I accept leads from them, and I only do it when I'm like, I had a cancellation for this week, so 2 week job,
mm-hmm.
so I had to turn it on and off again and start accepting those leads. Now, they accepted five. One
mm-hmm.
turned in the conversation and the other are, what? I didn't ask for that. Or, I'm not ready to take leads
mm-hmm.
yet. I would accept
mm-hmm.
it. Just looking
mm-hmm.
at, it's like, and then that's $120 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
$180 that I had no chance of getting. So,
mm-hmm.
so in this particular case, I had a couple questions in regards to one, how do people find me? I got two questions. So how would they find me?
How they're going to find you is a great question. They're going to punch in painting pro, professional painting, best painter near me, interior painter, exterior painter, painting contractor. Any of your keywords.
Okay, so it's like the same as the keywords I have on there now, and then right now I'm paying. It was $100, and I think I just upped it to $200 a month on the 20th for adware. So that means until the adware is used up, I come up on a word search at the top of the page. How is this any different than that?
This is completely different than that. That's a great question. So Google Guaranteed is a specific service that Google created outside of the Google Ads and the Google Local Listing. Okay.
So I still need to use the for example, the AdWare. Let's say if I went to kept it two or went up three or four, to bring in new leads, and obviously until it's used up. If I'm paying $200 a month, until it's used up, and I get leads that way, do I really need? I mean, if they're finding me already during that time period, until it's used up.
In addition to this, no, you wouldn't necessarily keep the Google Ads. In addition to this, the Google Local Listing, yes, I would suggest that you keep that because that's the Google Local Map, and this helps to support that, and that to support this, vice versa. So the thing about the Google Ads is anybody can purchase Google Ads, Home Advisor, Angie's.
Yeah, the AdWords, exactly.
Yeah. So the AdWords, anybody can do that, but not anybody can list what we're offering you right here. What we're offering you right here is an exclusive position that's separate from what you already currently have or anything you've experienced. It is an elite service that Google provided to trump all other pay-per-lead services.
So the only crossover is if, for example, let's say I had AdWare going, and let's say it lasts 3 days until it's used up because it's only $200.
Right.
So actually, that already puts me at the top of the page. So in this one actually puts me at the top of the page automatically. And if they choose me from there, that's where I pay for it if it qualifies under those conditions you mentioned. I'll have a little bit of crossover during that until that AdWare's. I'm basically kind of paying twice for that limited time until the AdWare's used up. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's correct. Right. That is correct. Absolutely. But really, you're only paying the $250 application fee to get going. We don't charge the monthly budget until after you've been completely Google Guarantee approved.
So then we contact you
and we say, hey, we're ready to set minimum monthly budget now. Are you ready to kick this thing off? And you can say, yeah, you know what? Give me 5 leads this first week instead of just the 3 because you have that minimum monthly budget that you've paid. So what that gives you is 13 Google guaranteed leads at $44 per lead. That price will never go up or change. Correct.
For that month.
And you could say, you know what, Amy, actually this is a slow month. Go ahead and crank that up. I want all 13 in 1 week. Or whatever the case is, okay? Say you need to pause it. Say you're going out of town on vacation for, I don't know, maybe you get to go to the Bahamas for 2 weeks or something really great, you know, and you want to pause it. You can pause it, and then that budget will automatically roll over to the following month. It's not automatically charged. It's
so if we started it today, for the time period it takes to vet this, it'd be start up after January, sometime in January.
At the latest.
Which I probably want anyway. I guess it's not too many people shop during, before and after the week after Christmas, so it's not that important if it's earlier, so, okay.
Okay. Yeah, today would just be the $250 application fee, and then I would schedule the application. So I give you the application. We give you about 24 to 48 hours with it on your own. It's very self-explanatory. Upload the documents.
Would that be emailed to me, and then I just fill it out, or what?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay. And then we also go ahead and help you to get 5 5-star reviews, which you already have the Google Local Listing and all that stuff. So we might even be able to skip that step for you.
I got about 25 on my and you'll be able to pull them from that.
I can already see all those. That's what I'm saying.
We wouldn't have to change anything or add or make a, you just use the existing website that you guys made and host.
Yep.
And then I've been trying for last, when I sit down, hopefully this weekend, I'll be inviting, I've got about 30 people ready to put reviews on that I've done in the last year.
Beautiful.
All of them. And then probably email probably another 200-300 people, and I'll probably get at least 20 or 30 of them. So I should go from about 25, I think, I don't know how many I have right now, 25, to probably at least 50 to 70 in the next couple of weeks as far as reviews on that.
Let me take a look at this site real quick and see right here. I believe, let me take a look at your dashboard really quick. Give me just 1 second to click on there. Of course, the computer wants to move slow as molasses, like it's in the freezing cold or something, right? They only do what we tell them to. Oh, okay, so you have the splash page. Yeah, and I'll go ahead and put you in for you're eligible for custom upgrade if you take advantage of this. It's a 10-tab site. It's absolutely fantastic. We can pull all the information and give you a custom upgrade if you choose to take advantage of this particular.
Custom upgrade on the site, you mean?
Yep.
I mean, what kind of features would that custom, include
upgrade,
or add or whatever?
It's going to give it a really nice feel. It's going to give it, instead of, like, this is a basic layout that we have here for all of our current clients that are just signing up. So it's going to give it more of a homey feel. It's going to give it a little bit, it's going to make it a little bit better for you.
Yeah, FYI, at that point, this reminds me in the last 6-7 months, I mean, every week I get people responding to my email saying, yeah, I've looked at your site and it's okay, but, you know, it's really lacking this, that, and the other thing. I could really make that wow for you a lot better, so on and so forth. So I guess that explains it, because you just said the word that it's very basic. So let's, I wouldn't mind
having a fancier one.
You know, having a more visibly pleasant and, how can I provide this? A better website.
Yeah, but just a better website. There's nothing wrong with saying that. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, I'm not going to take it personally.
Well, you just said it was basic, so let's take it up. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go. So you want to go ahead and get everything moving?
So right now, you have my billing. Right now we're set for billing information that takes out of my business account every month. It was $250, now it's $350. Can you go ahead and confirm that's right now?
It's still $250 right now. They haven't added in those. I saw the notes here for the different ads and different opportunities that you have taken advantage of with us. And I'm looking here.
Well, what I do is when I move, I called and redid my I told them my new location, so I wanted to change my website, so it's 35 miles from where I was before I'm at now. Because if we did, then it'd be too far away. And then also I told them to up my adware by $100 a month from $100 to $200, and it goes through on the 20th. So I didn't think it had, because it didn't. So I was still getting calls from people from Fall City or further outside of that, so I figured they hadn't done it yet. And then if you said it's $250 right now, that definitely explains it, because it should gone from $250 a month to $350 a month.
I can toss in that extra. It goes on the 22nd of November that it's set to bill. I can go ahead and have it bill that extra $100, and you want that to bill at $349 or on a regular basis?
Well, yeah, that's what. Well, okay. I was at $250 a month, which was $150 for the monthly service plus $100 for the adware. When it tells you that, and I said, well, just add $100 to start with. I said either two or three. I can't remember, but at this point, just choose one. And the reason why I did that is because we're getting close to Christmas. I wanted to have maybe more opportunities, a little more adware out there, just in case I had some cancellations or postponements. And I had 3 weeks worth of work for this month already postponed until after the new year. So that would have been probably maybe better if they would. I called it in on like the
31st
of October.
The 31st is the last time that it looks like we spoke with you.
So the 31st of September. So it was supposed to start on the October 20th, and it didn't. So if you did that, would that $100 extra adware go on this 20th of this month or next month?
It can go ahead. If you want, we can bill it right now at the $100 and get it kicked off and get something moving in your direction, and then it would bill again on the 22nd. Or we can just
I can call anytime. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can call anytime and say, hey, kick $100 right now.
Yep.
I totally forgot about that. I increased the monthly budget from 100 to 200,
but
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, because Lily put in the notes, if client calls in for Google Ads, make sure you transfer to me. So she was waiting for you to reach back, I think,
Okay, we missed a bit. I said kick it up $100 a month on the 20th of each month, and she just probably misunderstood.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, if you want to go ahead and do an $100 today and whenever she's up, and then on the... And then on the 20th, take it up to $350 a month.
Okay.
Got it. I always thought it was the 20th. Okay. All right. That's because the billing, when I check my when it's withdrawal from my account, it's always the 20th. But okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, so why don't we do that? And then also, that account that comes out monthly, do you have that information or do you need that again?
Nope, I have it right here. It's a visa ending in 3913. It expires September of 2026 and security code of 105.
Let's go ahead and confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3913, yep. Okay, that's my business card. Okay.
Then from this card, is that where you want me to charge the application fee as well?
Yeah, 250, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to receive all of those invoices here very shortly. I'm going to send you an email and a text message with the application itself. That's going to be coming through to you right now. In addition to this, I do need to schedule the client onboarding with the technician. His name is Ivan. He will be contacting you from the 877 phone number. Like I said, we like to give you at least 48 hours with the application. Did you want?
Yeah, I'm working today and tomorrow, so I can do anything things at night anyway. So, for example, when I get home tonight, I'll pull up the application and look at that, and we'll do whatever I can do tonight on that. And then,
beautiful.
And then you can just have Ivan. And Ivan can call me during the day.
Okay.
I quite often have my phone on me unless I'm pressure washing, which I'm not doing this time of year. Or if I'm spraying, quite often I'll put it in my pocket anyway. But if he doesn't, just use a message and call him back after I'm spraying.
Okay. How about if I schedule it for as late in the day as possible? I can do between 3:30 and 4 p.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, that'd probably be best, yeah.
Okay. Got it. You're going to receive that now. You will also receive the email notification that will upgrade the account by $100 today, and then it'll bill regularly at $349 for you on the 22nd, okay?
Okay, and then the text you're going to send me now will be the same thing you're going to email me as well. And I won't be able to read it till tonight anyway, time-wise, but I don't do anything on my phone because my eyes suck. So
that's okay.
That's why I look at it.
Absolutely no worries. Do you have a Gmail account by chance, Richard?
I do, but I never use it, so I have no clue what my email address is. But you have my RLM Valtech Painting account, so that's what you're doing.
I do. I do have that Hotmail account. I have a feeling that we're going to need to figure out what that Gmail information is because we're going to have to go in for the application through the Gmail. So
We probably had to do that when I started the service last year. So you guys might have it written down somewhere. I moved a month and a week ago. And I don't think I've ever had to use it. I think we had to go through some process to find out what it was then, too. Mm-hmm. So I may actually have it written down, but I still haven't really organized my office. So it may be hard for me to find. But I suppose maybe being Google, you guys have the ability to find that?
I'm definitely going to look for it. That's for sure. Right. I'm definitely going to. I laugh only because everyone thinks that we have access to everything, and I really wish that we absolutely did. I wish I could.
Well, not my passwords, but at least the name of my Google account.
Right. So that's definitely, I'm going to look around and see if I can't find that Gmail. If not, then I can always create you one if you've lost access altogether. That's not a problem at all. It's just to open the application.
Well, I think we had to do this when I opened this account originally. So I mean,
okay. So you may have it.
If we had to change, I'm going to guess we had to, didn't we?
You didn't have to in order to open it. It's strongly encouraged, but I still have your Hotmail on file. Here is what I see.
Well, that's the one I use and all that stuff that it goes to, and that's what's all my as far as the billings. Then when you guys do the monthly billings, we ran through. That's where it goes to, and then all that stuff. So. But I don't know if we had to use my Google account.
I don't see it here.
And I know I have
I actually have
a Google account because Google's my thing on my phone, so I know I have a Google website or email.
That's all I need. Whenever you get a minute to slow down and take a look at what that is, that's all that I need. Okay.
Where would I find it? I mean, I've never when I signed up and got it years and years and years ago, I've never used it. I know that when I've had to replace my phone. Because I'm broken or whatever, they were able to do it at the store there. We called, so on and so forth. So we were able to find them. So where would I find it on my phone if I was to?
Where you would see it is here. Let me go into my phone. Do you have like an Android or do you have an Apple?
I have a Droid. It's a,
perfect. Okay, good. Cause I'm not good with that Apple stuff. So you go into your email.
Email. Okay.
And then up at the very...
I've never even used my phone to check my emails, both my personal email, which is Richard Bisnana email, or my business email. My eyesight sucks. I can't read. I just wait till I get home at night. And I never really have to anyway, because I know, if people get a hold of me directly, I don't really have to, whether it's people calling through one source or another, they call me directly, then, and, And if I, if it's, and I've never really had something come through that I couldn't check and find at night, because when I get on, like in my laptop, boom, it's already, I've already got a pro. I don't even have to put in passwords or nothing. I don't even know if I had passwords anymore or where they're at. But they're on, they're years and years and years ago when I set them up. When I click on, they automatically come on without password. I had to set up for that. So.
Right.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So I don't even know how I get on my, again, find.
So it should have an M on it. It should have an M, and it's going to be the colorful M like Google.
Oh, you mean like an icon? Okay. So
yep, an icon. That's the word we're looking for. That's definitely the word we're looking for.
Hold on a second here. I'll go put this one away from my face. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the phone.
You crack me up.
I'm not tech savvy. I'm 60 years old this month, and I'm glad for having the technology. It makes things easier, but that doesn't mean I'm tech savvy. Okay.
Right. You don't have to be. Okay. We're here to help.
Okay, so going through these things, trying to find out. I have a thing that says email on it.
Yes.
Okay, okay, so Hotmail's G. I got, what is a G on it called? G Suite.
Okay, right. Okay. So from the G Suite,
I do have an account. It's my full name, RichardLewisMahan@gmail.com.
Yay! Okay, I'm going to send it that way to you then. I'm so happy. Richard Lewis Mahan.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Send it to me. What?
Did you update your billing information? Let me see here. The billing information is going to be the 14807 Southeast Fairwood, right?
That's where I'm at, yep. Okay. That's one of the things I did when I called and made the changes. Is main thing reason why I did that was to update my new address. So yeah.
Okay. It. Hold on a second. Let me make sure that everything is correct in here, because I feel like we have some misinformation in the billing. Give me just one second. So it's the 14807 Southeast Fairwood Boulevard, and that's in Fall City, Washington, 98024.
No, actually, that is wrong. Actually, part of it's right. Part of it is New Fairwood, part of it's Fall City, and I'm in Renton now. Let me go ahead and pull out my address and confirm.
Okay.
I don't know by heart, and I got it with me on some mail. So, like, okay. So, it's 14807 Southeast
mm-hmm.
Fairwood Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
but the city is Renton, Washington, 058. Again,
got it.
Renton, Washington. Updated the address, but not the city. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, and that happened within the billing information. There we go. Okay, that explains a lot, because it wasn't allowing me to process the payment. It was giving me an issue. So let me try again.
Yeah. Okay. If you're trying to pick the 250, yeah, and the 100, that address and that account number, they would not have matched up yet.
Nope, they sure didn't. Okay, the 250 application fee just went through, and then I'm going to create another invoice right now for the $100 for the Facebook ads, and then I will go ahead and add it regularly to the account as well, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, and I've got the email address, RichardLewisMahan@gmail.com. You're going to receive the email. It's going to be labeled Google Guarantee Application, okay?
Okay, so now that, I suppose that comes to my phone, and I'll go over to, hold on a second, I'll go to emails, select Gmail, and then select it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
And
loading web page.
It may be.
Oh, by the way, it says to sign in. Next, I guess it's asking me to.
I have to send it to your Google email. I haven't sent it to your Google email yet. When I send it to the Google email, what will happen, Richard, is you'll already be signed in. Because, see, it comes from Google directly, and it's Google guaranteed. So Google wants that to come from a Google email. That's why I said that. But I'm still fooling with your billing back here, trying to charge you for the Facebook ads and all that. So I'm going to send it over. When you click on the link that will be in the Google email, it's going to take you directly where you want to be. It's not going to have any issues. It's not going to ask you to sign into anything, because you'll already be there.
Okay, so right now it's asking me, like I said, hold on. To continue, sign in to continue Samsung email, and then it says create account or next. I'm going to push next. And then EnterPath, I don't even know what that password is. Like I said, I've never used this or got onto it or checked it. Look, when I actually log on to this thing for the first time, who knows how many emails I'll have on there going back 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years since I opened this account. I've never used it. You know, whatever. And then as far as so I can get on my laptop and look at it, can you also send it to the email you have on file, and that's the RLM painting?
Yes.
About the painting.
Yes.
As well, please.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Everything is good to go, and I thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And by the way, I remember Ivan. I know Ivan.
Okay. Good. He's going to take good care of you.
I like Ivan. He's a good guy.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye.